Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host today. I have Dr. Bill Nolte, our superintendent, in to talk to us about, I think, a pretty big topic around school safety and a training we recently had in our school system, very powerful training called Stop the Bleed. So tell us what this training was about, Dr. Bill.
Well, the reason we had this training, and I want to thank Bob Messer, one of our employees and an emergency management employee, as well as fire and rescue people in the county. They came to us at the end of last year, actually came, I think, to Mark Shepherd first, and said, look, we need to do a Stop the Bleed training, and the reason we need to do it is a lot of times when you have a school violence event, people don't die from the initial event. They, unfortunately, they bleed to death. And it's a very hard thing to talk about, but we've learned that from watching, events at schools where they've had very terrible things occur.
Yes.
Sandy Hook and Stoneman Douglas and Columbine and those places. And so we said, okay, let's do it. If it saves a life later, hopefully not from a school violence event, but, someone is running and falls through a window or someone hurt in the shop, let's do the training. And it was a, pretty powerful training.
It really was. And I know as a principal, every year we have a safety training on a Saturday. And as some of us, it's like, oh, it's Saturday, but you always leave there and, better informed. It's interesting and not good thing to talk about how those trainings have changed from where do the kids go and what you do to if there is a gunshot, here's how you help the kids. So
right.
I've seen that change.
And we've done everything in between.
We have.
You know that. We've done bus hostage scenarios.
Yes, yes.
We've done active shooter scenarios. So anyway, this
training was on August 25th.
Right.
On Saturday. And so all the administrators in the district were there.
Right.
You want to talk about how that day went?
Yeah, that was, that training about made me sick, and I'm a pretty tough guy, been through a lot, but basically what our local law enforcement officials did, and hats off to them, thank you to
absolutely.
Them, and our emergency management people, and the primary trainers were the people who teach emergency management EMT stuff for the college. So the college instructors were there. And so basically we were in one of our high school auditoriums, and they did an active shooter scenario with, fake firearms that went boom. And they did it, and then, it seemed like an hour, but it was maybe 10 minutes while law enforcement was clearing this fake scene that we were watching. People were trying to help people, and people were yelling, and it was just nauseating. And they told us at the end some big number of people who had passed away.
Yeah.
And then they showed us more about the stop bleeding stuff, and they did it again with the availability of these stop bleeding kits and people knowing how to use them. And the number of survivors in the scenario was significantly higher. And so we just knew at that point, hopefully we'll never have an event like that, but even if there's some other situation where someone is cut or injured and they have a severe bleed, that we need to buy the materials, and we just need to train everyone. Well, we may not get every adult, but we just need to train just about every staff person that we have.
Yeah, and we role played that, and there were several administrators that were involved in pieces of that, and was you could have heard a pin drop.
Yeah,
I think.
Mr. Barbie was
absolutely
the principal at Waynesville Middle, who's a former principal at a couple other
Eagle
schools.
Eagle Scout.
He was one of the role play people, and of course part of the demonstration was him talking about how that felt, and he's a pretty tough guy,
Yeah,
it was a very effective training. Is all I can say.
Yeah, it was. And I think it, it does, though, as a principal and as a leader in a district, it makes you realize that, if you have the materials there, you can save lives and you don't feel helpless during those times while you're waiting for emergency response to get there. And I just want to say, as a principal of Pisgah last year, anytime I called, our law enforcement, our EMS, our fire department were there. you know, just before I could turn around. And I just appreciate that. But in those couple minutes leading up to that can seem like an eternity. And we went through that. What are we going to do to support this training in our schools, Dr. Nolte?
Well, the first thing we did, we went ahead and just ordered like, I can't remember the number, like $28,000 worth of kits. And then thanks to the good work of Angie Gardner, our finance director, excuse me, and Trevor Putnam, our new associate superintendent, they got together and wrote a grant and actually got the money to pay for the kit. So that was real cool. We felt like it was money well spent anyway.
Absolutely.
And so we purchased over 700 kits. We actually purchased a kit for each licensed person. Not every licensed person will receive a kit. We'll talk more about that in just a minute, where the kits are placed. And then we started, you know, right when school started, you know, in September, at the end of August and September, doing the trainings. And those trainings are done by the instructors at Haywood Community College. They've done a great job for us. And we started off, I think, with maintenance and transportation. And the early schools were the early college in Pisgah and River Bend.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in the process of training everyone. And they may all be trained by the time this airs, but certainly this year we'll get everyone trained
and I don't have
on
a
how to use the kits.
And yes, and I know you don't have a kit in front of you, but just an idea of what everything you need in there in case there is a bleed that you need to stop. Sometimes you don't always have a belt or a t-shirt or something like that.
Well,
so.
And that's a neat thing about the training. You know, a neat thing about the training is you know, the kit has a, you know, whoop-de-doo, new fancy kind of tourniquet in it. But they during the training, they talk to you about other ways to make tourniquets from clothing. And it has, you know, gauze in it for putting in wounds. And, you know, there's several things in it for, you know, first aid, primarily around stopping a bleed. But it also had, the training had all this information on how you could use the stuff in the kit and other things in your environment to stop bleeding.
Because I know I definitely want to purchase one for even for personal use. I think that's something I never thought about being a parent and, you know, a wife. I think that's something, you know, you could always, I didn't know how to use a tourniquet, but I think if that you have that kit, you always go to that. It's not something you do every day with mm-hmm. instructions. Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what do they cost? Did you already mention that?
No, I don't. If I did, I'll repeat it. If you put one together, because we investigated that, that's going to be about like $60.
Oh.
We were able to get a good price around $40.
Okay.
Again, working with our partners at the college in emergency management, they steered us in the direction of, you know, a good kit that didn't cost quite as much. And so we saved some money there. Plus, you know, as I mentioned before, we got the grant. So our ongoing costs will just be replacing kits. And they have an enormous shelf life.
Yeah.
You know, so you're really not going to be replacing kits.
Hopefully ever.
Hopefully ever. And, you know, unless you lose some or, but, you know, we won't, the replacement ongoing costs will be very minimal.
How have people responded to this training?
You know, I was a little curious about how that would go.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we didn't do the really gut-wrenching role play with everyone, but the people who I've talked to at the places where they've been trained have, several different people have said to me, best training we've had in a long time. And that says a lot because our people get a lot of good training, you know, on all kinds of things, not just academic things.
But I think in all those safe schools and trying to keep our kids safer and everything, you know, going on in our world right now, it gives them something that they can do.
Yeah.
As a teacher in a room.
It gives them something they can do and they seem very appreciative. And it's just one tool that we hope we don't ever have to use. I've said that about a lot of the stuff that we do.
Well, I appreciate you updating us on that. And again, Stop the Bleed training in Haywood County Schools. And I just want to thank Dr. Bill for being with us today, being our guest on the Haywood County Schools Report. Have a great day, Haywood County, and thank you for listening.